Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So have you noticed that the Department of Justice has suddenly come alive under Joe Biden's leadership, Merrick Garland and the rest? And it's not to protect the elections, the integrity of the elections. It's this bizarre interest in claiming that making people show an ID and not having open-air 24-hour voting is a civil rights case. Craig Huey is the president of CDMG Incorporated. And Craig, you're following this very dramatic change in attitude at the Department of Justice?
John, it is a dramatic change. And basically what's happening is that the ideologues within the Department of Justice have declared war on election integrity. Basically, what we have right now is a Department of Justice that is being politicized. So these lawyers who are ideologues, they basically have unlimited time, unlimited money. They're putting the full power of the federal government to stop election reform. And we need election reform to have honest elections. And there's 17 states that have already passed tougher laws to ensure that there's not ballot harvesting, to ensure that there's election integrity, and about 4 to 6 more states are about ready to do the same. And the people in the Department of Justice and the White House and the Democratic Party are panicking, and they want to stop this.
So what will the Department of Justice do? Just file a suit over and over and over again? And as you point out, when you've got federal taxpayer dollars, you don't have to worry about the fundraising efforts that a conservative group would have to if they were trying to pay lawyers to advocate on their behalf.
Exactly right. And, basically what's happened is they've already filed suit against Georgia. Now, Georgia does not have perfect election reform laws, but, John, they have tightened it. They have made it much, much harder to commit voter fraud. The Georgia laws are very reasonable, and they stop the number one thing that the Democrats, socialists, the Biden administration wants is ballot harvesting. And they've made it almost impossible and certainly criminal in Georgia to do ballot harvesting. And ballot harvesting is basically a means of doing voter fraud on steroids. And so to be able to stop this, they're going to be filing suits. They're going to be able to try to have judges say, no, you can't implement this law, so the 2022 election will not be fair. And then that's their game plan.
For folks who hear ballot harvesting, I get it, because, mm-hmm. we all candidates who go and knock on doors and they say, hi, mm-hmm. I'm so-and-so and I'm running, and let me give you a brochure. But this is taking that to the next level, where you have volunteers who go and knock on doors, ask you to fill out a form, or they fill out a form for you, assuming that you're a real living person who's in an apartment, and then mail it back in to get a ballot sent to you, and then they come back and collect that. And we'd like to assume that the individual citizen is actually casting their ballot, but suspicion that that's not what's actually occurring.
I guarantee it's not occurring. And basically, people are trained how to ballot harvest. They go to training schools, and many of them are paid to be able to go door to door. Some ballot harvesters can pick up 50, 100, 500 ballots. With ballot harvesting, nobody knows who these people are, because they deliver the ballots to the voting booth or to a voting box, and dump them in. There's no chain of custody to verify who these people are. If, let's say it's the Democrats that are doing this. So let's say the Democrat comes to a door and they get a Republican ballot. Nobody knows if that ballot's thrown away. If they go to a nursing home, they can go bed to bed, pick up the ballots, and take them in, fill them out for them. Nobody knows this. If they go to an apartment complex and there's ballots lying around, they can collect them, fill them out, take them in. It is something where it just opens up voter fraud because there's no verification. There's no ID of who this voter is. There's no verification that this person actually filled out this ballot. And so that's why so much fraud has taken place in states that allow it. John, there's about 18 states that have outlawed it and about 28 states where it's legal.
And it's almost impossible to prove. That's the other aspect of this, is that how do you go back and undo it once it's been done? So, you know, I've had a couple of friends of mine who've said, oh, I don't think this is widespread. I'm like, you really don't? You don't think that the same people who will steal credit card applications out of your mailbox and, you know, charge up 10 grand and then flee the police, you don't think they would, with a financial incentive and a political incentive, do the same thing here? I think you're living in a fantasy world if you don't think that. Real quick before we go, Craig, who is pushing back on the Justice Department? Are there conservatives or any groups that are mobilizing to help keep these responsible laws in place?
There's a few groups that are pushing back, but they're underfunded. The main opposition is that when a state is going to be charged, it's going to be the attorney general of that state that needs to fight it. And if they have an attorney general that is in favor of ballot harvesting, in favor of not having voter integrity, then it won't be fought, and the Justice Department will win. Otherwise, it's a court battle, and then it's up to the judges.
Yeah, so important to pay attention to this and get the right people in office who will be fair. I'm not looking for anybody to put the thumb on the scale so that I win or the Republicans win, but I really got to demand that we have people who want fairness without the possibility of overt massive cheating. Craig Huey is the president of Creative Direct Marketing Group, CDMG. He's been around for a long time doing this. Craig, I appreciate the chance to talk to you. Thank you.
Great, John. Thanks.